USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are climbing for the 11th consecutive day. Today's AAA survey of stations across the United States shows the national average for regular is up to $3.188 a gallon. That's up 0.3 cents over Sunday and nearly as high as it was a month ago before prices started softening for a couple of weeks. Over 7 million Americans are losing their unemployment benefits this Labor Day as the pandemic unemployment insurance expires today. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh telling NBC News there are still some options out there.
We've allowed governors across the country, if they need to look at using CARES money, using rescue plan money to extend the unemployment benefit in their state if they need to. The rate is different all across the country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
The State Department is facing questions about flights from Afghanistan now that the United States military is gone. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty joins Fox News and says the situation is a result of a poor withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We should have never let a calendar drive it. We shouldn't let local domestic politics drive it. That's the perception overseas. We should have been driving this based on the conditions on the ground, and that's not what happened here.
The superintendent of the Chicago Police Department is condemning the violence against young people in the city over the Labor Day weekend.
Stay away from children if you want to live that life. You're harming this community. You're harming these families. And we will be relentless in pursuing you.
David Brown saying the community's priority should be protecting innocent children. At least 4 people have been killed since Friday night and about 50 others wounded in shootings across Chicago. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is joining black leaders at a rally to discuss the recall election. The Democrat governor saying progressive legislation is in danger because of the election.
I'm proud that we've led in so many areas, in social justice, racial justice, economic justice, and criminal justice reform. California continues to lead. No state comes close in terms of maintaining that progress. All of that is on the ballot.
We have an update on the contract working dogs that were left behind in Kabul, Afghanistan.
When U.S. troops were pulled out of Afghanistan before all civilians were taken out of America's exit from the 20-year war, an unknown number of U.S. citizens were left behind in country. Also left behind in a deadly withdrawal were service and contract dogs assisting U.S. troops in Afghanistan. PETA Vice President Daphna Mikinovich tells Newsmax TV what she learned over the weekend.
Are definitely dogs who defended U.S. forces, defended U.S. soldiers. They're not owned by the U.S. government, but they served U.S. citizens, and they were left behind by our government. They are in the charge and custody of Sheriff Charlotte Maxwell Jones, and she confirmed that they are currently her responsibility. But the fact of the matter is that while it might not have been a legal obligation for our government to evacuate them and 100 or so other dogs, it certainly was a moral obligation.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.